You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on 95BFM and we've got Buzz from Voom in the studio, so we're going to listen to Beth now and then come back and chat to him. Was Voom, of course, with Beth. That was a track that came in at number 31 in the top 95 countdown, and we've got Buzz in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Woohoo, thank you very much.
You didn't know that had snuck in.
What am I thanking you for? You asked me how it was. I'm good, thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. You didn't know that those tracks had snuck into the top 95.
I didn't. Because I'm driving this car, which is it's a Japanese import, and it only has the... I can't get 95.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's a common
so
thing.
I'm listening
that happens,
to Radio Sport or National Program.
Oh, no.
AM.
Well, you're definitely part of the BFM whānau. We were just chatting about how you started the kids' show back in the day.
I did, yes, in this very room.
This very room. Times they change, but BFM stays the same.
That was 1989, and I just lost my job as a... share broker after the 87 crash, and I'd start up a business plastering, concrete plastering, and I had all these funny little kids records, 45s and stuff, and I decided no one does one of those radio shows that they used to have back in the 60s.
Yeah, totally.
And so I came up to BFM and asked them if they would be interested in doing a kids show, and BFM was just like a total punk haven.
Yeah.
It was all just real grungy,
like,
punky
kids
music.
Show, what?
Everyone was wearing black. And yeah, they looked at me sideways and they said, okay. Well,
not sure if we've got any kid listeners.
Yeah.
And we definitely do. We were just saying that Lee had a very successful live kids show on the weekend down in Altair Square. So the legacy lives on.
The legacy, yes.
Hard out.
I think he gets the most amount of mail up here at the BFM.
Yeah, he does.
Offices.
He's always got presents in the inbox down there, which I'm always very jealous of. We're very excited to talk to you, though, because you are playing with Voom at the 100% Good Christmas Shindig, which is its official name, which I like when a party calls itself a shindig. So
a shindig, yes.
Exactly what it's going to be. Alongside Beachwear.
Where would that name have come from?
I don't know.
Shindig, kind of like chinwag. It's what always comes to mind when I think of that.
Is it where everyone kicks each other in the
shins? A specific dance move,
dance move, yeah where you kick.
Like the pogo, but just completely different. So this is happening. This is very exciting. What can people expect from Voom for this?
Oh, well, we're just going to get up and play 14 songs.
Nice.
I think. And just the usual kind of sing-along punk pop type stuff that we do. And we're going to play some songs that haven't been recorded yet.
That's very exciting.
And all the old BFM classics.
Good stuff. Does songs that haven't been recorded yet mean that there might be something on the horizon there? Or is it still just all bubbling away?
Yeah, there's always something on the horizon. But it's still bubbling away.
Nice. So we'll just have to stay tuned for that one. Very exciting, though. If you do head along to that gig, you'll get a little sneak preview then.
Yes.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it should be a great gig. Lee Sawmill is always an awesome place.
It's a lovely place to have a party. And you can just go stay in a nice batch and wake up the next morning with a beautiful view, which is always the best way to do it.
They do fantastic bacon and eggs. And then we usually go to Parkery for a swim.
Nice. Yeah, this wonderful white sand beaches. So we've also been talking about a little bit off here about how Be Your Boy, which we're going to play in a minute or two, came in at number 12 in the top 95 countdown, which is very high. So it's hardly that they snuck in. They very much like ran straight towards the finish line, these tracks.
Yeah. Wow.
And you said that this also won BFM Song of the Year in 2006 or 2007.
Well, I have this, it's made of resin or something. It's like a pink B.
Oh, cool.
A BFM B.
Yeah.
Which is what they used to do for Song of the Year back in, so this was 2007, I think it was. Mm-hmm. I've got it sitting on the mantel shelf. I should donate it back to BFM. But it's like, it's exactly like that little B on the logo.
Yeah.
And they, I remember they had a huge B-Net concerts. Do they still have the B-Net concerts?
We have our old few BFM parties, but we don't have the BFM concerts anymore, B-Net concerts.
I can't remember what it's called. And they used to take over the whole of town, all these venues all around town near the end of the year that have a massive multi-gig sort of party. And they had this big place where they handed out all the awards and we had to get up and play. That year, 2007, it was us versus the Mint Chicks.
That's a good head-to-head.
Craziest Dumb No would have been that track.
Which is an amazing song.
Yeah.
And I thought they would win, but we pipped them because we were 14 weeks at number one and they were 13.
That's awesome. That's so good. Well, it's still an absolute stone-cold BFM classic. Thank you so much, Buzz, for coming and chatting to us this morning. It's going to be heaps of fun at the 100% Good Christmas party.
Do you think there'll be any Santa hats, Santa costumes on your performance? Or
there will now.
Oh, there we go.
I'm going to wear one.
I've said it on the radio now, so I feel like
Tess is like just pushing Christmas cheer just by just saying, will you do this Christmas thing?
Christmas high five
in the studio.
I'm forcing it upon people who don't want to be festive.
No, I like it.
I love Christmas. Yeah. I don't know why, but I do.
Yeah, same.
It's just a nice,
I don't know why either, but I do
also,
as well.
I feel sorry for people who get Christmas in the winter because it's just so much more fun being able to be at the beach, just being able to get some sunshine in.
I wrote a Christmas song with my daughter when she was 10, and it's on YouTube. And it's called Christmas Xmas Magic.
Xmas Magic.
Oh, that's very
look
cute.
It up.
Look it up.
Go and look at that. That's a sort of like a secret, subtle B side to the Voom catalogue.
To the Voom catalogue.
The beginning of
Xmas
your daughter's
magic.
Musical Christmas career.
Yeah.
Hey, well, thank you so much, Buzz, for coming and chatting to us this morning. We're going to play Be Your
Thanks,
Boy
Rachel.
Now. It was BFM Song of the Year in 2007, and it is still Song of the Year in our hearts. It's number 12 in the top 95 BFM tracks of all time. Mm-hmm. It's Voom with Be Your Boy, number 12 in the top 95 BFM songs of all time, and the number one BFM song in 2007, which is awesome as well. Big thank you to Buzz for coming and speaking to us this morning. And you can catch Voom at the 100% Good Christmas Shindig, which will be happening this weekend, the 14th of December.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.